What would you ask men if you knew you could ask them anything, no rules, and you knew for sure you'd get an honest answer? I'm loving these questions in 92925. I know you guys are a little bit nervous about them.
Are you loving those questions now?
Loving these questions. Here's the deal. I'm going to invite some local, very well-known men, local celebrities, on the show next week. And we're going to have a real and honest conversation over 3 days. We'll have 3 different segments. And I've asked women in Montreal to share questions you might have. And you can check out my video on Facebook at The Beat 92.5. You can comment there, or you can text your question and your name to 92925. And then what we're going to do is choose a handful of women who ask great questions. I'm going to invite you out to a Saint Cassette to discuss further. And then next week, the men are up and they're going to join us here on the show. There's going to be no holds barred. I'll ask the guys whatever you want and we're going to get their honest answers. I'm really excited for this. So I thought we'd do just like a little trial run with you guys.
Oh, yes. Oh,
that's a great idea.
Work out the kinks here.
Okay, first I'll take a couple from the text line. Nikki, I would ask them what the most important feature is for them when first meeting or talking to a group of women. What's like the first thing you notice?
To a group of women.
Yeah, what's the first thing you notice? Or a woman.
Okay, I feel like we can't lie here. Obviously, the physical appearance of everybody comes into play right away because you can see them right away. But I think when talking to a group of women is which are the strong like personalities. You know what I mean? Who wants to take that too much space in a room? Who wants to, for me, that's a no.
And then
no,
you're running
no.
away from them.
And then I, right, stay away from them. You know what I mean? But get to see which are sort of the more, I don't want to say subtle either, but the fun ones, the beautiful personalities that are in the room.
You like, know? The quiet ones, Alex.
Not quiet. That's not what I said.
I like the sincerity in someone. When someone asks you a question and it seems like they actually want to know something about you, because so many people are so self-indulgent, to have someone ask you a genuine question nowadays is rare.
I noticed the same thing dating, obviously the opposite way around too. Like guys, I'm like, okay, I've been on 3 dates with him and I don't think he's asked me anything about
right?
himself.
Right.
Absolutely. Okay, this question is from our Facebook page from Amanda. It says, as a woman, I find it really sexy when a man is a good father, and I'm wondering if men feel the same way about women.
I would never date someone that has kids that are not mine. That's my personal that's my personal preference. I think it is a good trait though. Like when I'm looking for a girlfriend, you know, I need to know that she or envision her as a good mother figure. Like I have that with my girlfriend. I have no doubt in my mind that she's going to be a great mother one day. That is a turn on. Yes.
Yeah, I'd have to agree. I mean, it also depends on what you're looking for in a woman, obviously. But I think it's super sexy when if the case is that the person already has children, that you see the great relationship between the kids and the mother or the kids and the father, depending on which way the relationship is going. I find that super encouraging, you know what I mean? In a good way.
Absolutely. How often do you change your underwear? The truth.
Okay, I'm going to pass on that one. Okay.
Come on. No, okay, so it's at least once a day. And if like, so if like I go through the day and then there's an event at night, I switch over again. Right, Sam?
Oh, yeah, I mean.
God.
On a good day, for sure.
Yeah. Okay, this will be our last question until we get the actual guys in here next week. And Sam, I'm looking at you. This has got to be a yes or no question. There are kids listening at this time.
Okay.
So you need to answer this without being graphic. But have you ever faked it?
No.
Never?
Well. I'll put it this way. I'm a good actor, okay?
Oh, my God.
You wouldn't know.
It's a bit harder for men to do that.
True.
You know what I mean?
True.
I mean, I faked enjoying it.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Okay. Yeah. That's all we need to know. There, thank you.
That's as far as I'll go, too.
We're going to ask more questions, and you can still share your questions as well on the video at The Beat 92.5 on Facebook.